Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Facebook at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there is a lot going on with this Durham investigation. And there's so much going on right now. You've got other parties that are chiming in that are aware of what the information is that they found because they've been involved in helping to get it, namely Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. He was one of them, and he was talking a lot about his activity and what was said by the Clinton folks. And apparently this is not just something off the wall, left field type stuff. This is serious stuff where we had a former member of the administration, Barack Obama's that is, his Secretary of State, who was out there actively trying to get information on a sitting, well, not just a sitting president, but also a candidate. And they were paying people to try to get information to funnel it to Russia. Unbelievable.
Tom Fitton is not working for John Durham. Tom Fitton is doing what Tom Fitton is doing to probably aid the Senate probe, which is, I think, led by Senator Ron Johnson. So they're pretty good at, you know, suing in order to get documents before your requests and testimonies and those kinds of things. John Durham has been very close to the vest on things so far, but, you know, what has come out is not because of anything that John Durham has released. It's because of court filings. So his team, the Durham team, is not leaking anything. It's just because of court filings.
Right.
So what has happened now is there have been a handful that have gone before a grand jury. I think there's more still to come to go before a grand jury. But Durham has interviewed 94 people or has conducted 94 interviews.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been interviews with the same person more than once.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to a couple of names, I'll give them to you because when they're talking about the internet executive, that person's name is Rodney Jaffe, or Jaffe. And Rodney Jaffe was promised a job in the Hillary Clinton presidential administration.
Mm-hmm.
So the tech company is Neustar, N-E-U-S-T-A-R. The university that was involved in this is Georgia Tech. So your listeners may want to take some of those notes. So I think what is pretty interesting here is that we went through, what, so many years with the Mueller operation, and they didn't find anything.
Right.
Which is because there was nothing to find. However, what disgusts me probably most of all is nobody on that Mueller team came forward and said, we didn't find anything, and this is a sham. This is what we did find, because it was a plot. And it was a plot against not only a presidential candidate, but against his administration once he became president. And that the levers of government were pushed and pulled many times, including CIA, including Department of Justice, including the White House, which would have been Barack Obama's White House, including the State Department, including the FBI. So it is important to understand all of these people. We tend to forget about the little thing that was going on called unmasking.
Right.
We tend to forget about the FISA court. When John Ratcliffe, former director of DNI, comes out and says there could be more indictments, this would come. I mean, this is, we have crossed the Rubicon here, because we've never, in a legal sense and in a political sense, we have never been in this situation. It either Watergate pales by a long stretch in what has happened here. So if for nothing else, I would challenge your listeners to look at something called RICO, which is otherwise known as Racketeer Influence Corruption or Corrupt Organizations Act. And that's important, because that's a federal charge that was actually born to investigate the mafia.
Hold that charge. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Jeff is going to take us to break. So, Jeff, have at it.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, including, get this, the Geico website, geico.com, very user-friendly website. You can go there, and you can check and see what the price would be for the car you're driving, the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, or maybe a boat or an RV. They'll give you all that coverage there, too, if that's what you want to do. And they can even help you by saving more money, because here's the key. If you take what you have and you bundle it together with your homeowner's policy, or say you're a renter, your renter's in policy, or say you got a condo, your condo's a policy, you'll save money by bundling it. That's what you do. That's the way things that work like that work and do save you money in the long run. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, the website to go to. Save yourself some money. All right, it's Denise Simon, founderscode.com, with us, and good morning again. Oh, helps when I do that. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Yeah, it pushed the thing the wrong way. So, you were talking about...
Yeah, so when we went to break, I was talking about RICO, which is Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act. Now, there's some things that have to be proven in a RICO case, and this may be just one of the paths that John Durham is considering. But one that was beyond a reasonable doubt, you'd have to prove that the enterprise existed. Well, we pretty much know that by now. And that the enterprise affected a condition. So it affected an administration, it affected a campaign, it affected the American people. And that these people involved were associated with and or employed by, meaning that they were paid to do so. Now, one of the assertions, one of the pieces of evidence that John Durham has uncovered is that this Sussman gave to the FBI information that it looks like it came from this Rodney Joffe character, somewhere between New Star and Georgia Tech, that the White House was hacked during the Trump administration. If, in fact, that's true, if it's true, then they'd have to have help from inside the government in order to hack the White House servers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's an important point. If that didn't happen, they concocted it to sound like it did happen, which, again, is part of conspiracy. So this is going to get complicated, ladies and gentlemen, because we necessarily would have to know the law and how it's packaged. And how it would apply here. But this happened during the Obama administration. Let's not forget that. And it involved Jake Sullivan, who at the time worked for Hillary Clinton, who is now the national security advisor to President Biden.
Yep.
How much did Biden know? Sullivan ought to be resign, ought to be forced to resign, like right now. But we have others. We tend to forget the James Comey. We tend to forget Samantha Power. We tend to forget Susan Rice. And the list goes on. So, apparently just in the last couple of days, things have escalated here dramatically after these last filings, because some of these people that are on Durham's list have decided that they want to cooperate. Now, cooperating doesn't mean that they get off. They just decide they want to cooperate, which could mean that in some cases they may get immunity, in other cases they may get a lesser sentence. Or not a sentence, but they may eliminate some charges against these people.
Right.
So this is an ongoing saga. We know that. It was a long saga because of the Mueller operation, because of impeachment. But the other piece is we're going to find out, I think, just how complicit and cooperative and collusional, if that's a word, media was in all of this. To people like CNN and MSNBC. But then we have one person who I'm particularly interested in all of this, and that is Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
He was the grand marshal of the Russia collusion parade story against Trump.
Yep.
And with that, how much did Nancy Pelosi know and she approved? Now, I will say this. Hillary Clinton did not concoct this whole idea of Russia collusion, Russiagate. She's not that smart. Somebody else did. And they drafted a plan of which she approved and then paid for. So who would that person be? And I would think that I can only suggest, because I don't know, but I thought about it a long, long, long time, and I think it's somewhere between John Podesta and John Brennan.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people saying Brennan.
So, again, this has never, ever, ever happened before in our history. So, this one's going to be fascinating beyond words. Before I die, I just want to know it all. So Durham better hurry up, because it may kill me in the meantime.
Okay, well, he did it. I'm talking about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He had his just watch me moment, like his daddy. Remember, Trudeau's father declared martial law back in 1970 to put down Quebec separatists. This time, though, it's truckers, and yep, truckers Justin Trudeau is afraid of the truckers, so he decided to invoke the Emergencies Act to deal with the Freedom Convoy and their allies who are damaging an end to the COVID-19 pandemic reign.
Yeah, you know what's particularly fascinating in all of this is Trudeau never met with these truckers that I can find.
No.
Which is, what was he afraid of? What was he afraid of? Why didn't he meet with them? Why didn't he just have some kind of a, you know, bring in two or three of these guys and say, let's talk about this, and work some kind of a compromise, work some kind of a plan to minimize the damage and understand what freedom is. But he didn't do that. And what's particularly fascinating is the conversations that Trudeau has had with the Biden White House. Because Biden came out the day of the Super Bowl in some kind of a, you know, pre-Super Bowl TV interview. And he, too, was saying, you know, these people talk about freedom, but freedom doesn't mean that you can have it at the risk of somebody else. So they have minimized what freedom is, the Biden administration and Trudeau. And with that critique of what freedom is, they do the very same thing with our protective rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and all we go down the list.
Let me bring Eric in here. We can only get a short piece of him. Okay, Eric, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick regarding Prime Minister Trudeau and the great United States of America. They are a member of NATO. We're a member of NATO. We are part of the Five Eyes, the five intelligence organizations grouping in this hemisphere, and are just part of the hemisphere. Now, the question is, we have a friendly nation, an allied nation, making a declaration of a state of emergency based on terrorism going on in the, you know, in the Great White North, so to speak.
Yep.
And my question is, I don't know if it can be answered, but here's my question. What does that declaration trigger within NATO and the Five Eyes to include, you know, our federal government, DHS, Federal Bureau of Investigation? If they are a declared terrorist group or entities or ideologies, that means there are, quote-unquote, stakeholders that are involved and obligated.
All right, you're going to get cut off right there. Yeah. Okay, so that happened to him. Real quick, what is it?
Well, we already know that because we got the DHS memo last week.
Okay, well, to be continued. All right, thanks, Eric, and we'll be talking to Denise tonight. We'll see if we can get more information for you. So thank you very much. Got to take a break, and we'll be back with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has evoked that country's Emergencies Act. The law gives Canada's federal government substantial short-term powers to deal with a crisis. It's decades old, but has never been used before. The crisis? Protests that have extended for a third week in Ottawa over COVID-19 restrictions. Trudeau says invoking the act will help get things under control.
The police will be given more tools to restore order in places where public assemblies can constitute illegal and dangerous activities, such as blockades and occupations, as seen in Ottawa, the Ambassador Bridge, and elsewhere.
The Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor, Ontario to Detroit on the U.S. side reopened Monday after a convoy of truckers blocked the busiest border crossing between America and Canada. Dow closed down 172 points. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses where you can be taught and trained how to become an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they're at and how that works after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a program that will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. They have two campuses where they can do that. Now, the first one is right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. The second one happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. That's all you got to do. Ask to take the tour. Now, if you want to check them out online, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. And take a tour at one of those two campuses. You'll be glad you did. because you'll be able to find out what it is they do. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to teachers. And you'll also be able to have an opportunity to talk to the people that do the student loans that will help you if you're a veteran with your paperwork for your GI Bill benefit. It'll all be answered. The questions will be there that you have will all be answered for you right there. National Aviation Academy. Now, soldiers from the 53rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team have been ordered to reposition elsewhere in Europe. They got out of where they were at yesterday in Ukraine and moved somewhere else. I know that some of those soldiers are right out of Pinellas County, and in particular, the Pinellas Park area, the armory that's there. So that had a local ring to it. And everybody's safe. Don't need to worry about that. And if you can't get a hold of them right now, it's because they're in transit. Now, senior U.S. officials said that they could not confirm reports that U.S. intelligence indicated that Russia was planning to invade the Ukraine tomorrow, Wednesday, but said they would try to prevent any surprise attack by sharing what they knew of Russia's plans. So we'll see what happens. Tomorrow is supposed to be the day that Russia attacks the Ukraine. And in particular, they're going to the eastern part of the Ukraine, which is where the seaport is, which is where the pipeline is for both gas and oil, and some of the refining areas are there. So that's why they would go that way. That would give them control of the oil. And that's what they want. Now, modernization is a priority, even if it means fewer soldiers in the military. Modernization initiatives include efforts in vertical lift, electrification of much of the ground vehicle fleet, progress on a futuristic soldier Google, and a willingness to sacrifice end strength for new technology of budget battles over whatever might happen to be going on at the time. By the way, top Republicans are urging Joe Biden to reject Russia and the Chinese demands on missile deployments. They want missiles moved. They want to limit the U.S. deployments of the intermediate range and short-range missiles in certain parts of the world. Like they're going to do that. Sure. Sure. You believe that? I got a bridge, I'll sell you, that goes across the North Pole. Now, we have found out that nearly 4,000 more 9/11 vets have died in the past 20 years than was anticipated. This is not good. Now, post-9/11 veterans are dying at higher rates than Americans overall, particularly through accidents, suicide, homicide, and new research has found that out. The numbers are even higher for veterans who suffered traumatic brain injury, where they seek to do harm to themselves. And this is terrible. And again, when it comes to these veterans, when you see something and they're acting irrational or they're reaching out for help, you've got to call the VA and say, hey, we got a problem here. Because they won't. So it's up to you, the family member or friend, to do that. Also, the US F-22 fighter jets that were sent over to the United Arab Emirates have flown into the Al Dhafra Air Base in Abu Dhabi, which hosts some 2,000 U.S. troops after the Houthi attacks there in the United Arab Emirates. So they'll be flying sorties in the area along with the locals. Now, President Biden told Ukraine's president that the U.S. and its allies would respond swiftly and decisively to a Russian invasion. In the meantime, commercial airlines that fly in and out of the Ukraine have suspended all their flights as the tensions just flying around Ukrainian airspace remain extremely high. And nobody wants to see an airliner go down, because it already happened once by the Russians back in, I believe it was 2014. Now, Joe Biden has split the frozen Afghan funds for the 9/11 victims and relief. We told you about that yesterday. The lack of funding has led to increased poverty, and aid groups have warned of a looming humanitarian catastrophe, so the money was split right down the middle. And we'll see how fast they get it. By the way, U.S. jets that have been deployed to Romania and Poland are prepared to scramble on a moment's notice in support of the NATO air policing policy. That may be something that may happen here over the next day or two, depending on what Russia does. And there's a map out now of where the Russians are positioning their troops around the Ukraine. They're not inside the Ukraine yet, but they're two-thirds of their army is along the Ukrainian border right now. Two-thirds of their ground troops. And, of course, the UN and the U.S. are saying that Russia may create a pretext to attack the Ukraine. Russia's saying, nope, not going to happen. And don't forget that the remaining U.S. diplomats in the Ukraine have moved to the western city of Lviv. That's where they're at now. That's where some of our military people went to get out of the way. We'll see what's going to happen. When we come back, we'll see what Chris Markowski has to say. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And we are back. And before we get to the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to tell you and remind you about Moss Acura, who brings you this segment of the program. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away a leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, it also has got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and the heated seats, which you might need today when it's 42 degrees outside in the backyard right now. Now, I'll tell you what, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. That means that active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on your vehicle at Moss Acura, North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Check them out online, MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Well, we're all watching with bated breath what's going to take place over there in the Ukraine. We're being told tomorrow is D-Day. Don't know, but we're being told that. I've been watching all the military wires. I'm not seeing anything telling me that anything has slowed down. Everything is still in a holding pattern, if you will. But we do know one thing, and that is if anything goes along like this, the price of oil is going to go through the roof.
Oh, yeah. It's already much higher, but, yeah, you'd see prices that are going to be much, much higher than this if that's the case. No doubt about that. Again, it's not just oil. You're talking natural gas as well across the board. And, you know, most people now are already seeing what we're paying because of the mistakes made here in New York area. People paying almost 40% more this year than they were last year and using less. So that's not just your electric bills because they took one of the nuclear reactors offline years before they were supposed to. We haven't built the necessary pipelines here, and natural gas has gotten very expensive. That's what they use in many instances to generate electricity, so that's gone through the roof. You have the issue when Russia goes offline because of something like this or any period of time. Everything's going to go up.
Wow. Well, we know right now, and I'm looking at it, I'm going to give everybody the price so they know. Right now, West Texas crude is $95.46 a barrel. Right now, Brent crude is $96.48 a barrel. And futures are at $109 a barrel.
Yeah, but again, any sort of, taking a major world, which Russia is, an OPEC member, in essence, offline. Well, they'd be offline to, if you're going to sanction them to that degree, to much of Europe. And this is, again, I guess back to my whole, chess checkers thing here, because, in my opinion, Putin's almost got checkmate over Europe. They buy so much natural gas from him and are so reliant upon Russia for their energy needs that he's almost like in a win-win situation to some degree.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And unfortunately, he's in the driver's seat right now.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Now, moving along, it seems that Jersey Joe Biden, I'll call him that for a minute, has been delighted by what he saw at the Super Bowl. And it wasn't the game. It was all the electric vehicles that were there.
All the electric vehicles did what?
He's excited about the fact that so many of the celebrities showed up in electric vehicles.
Well, celebrities can't afford those fancy electric vehicles. The cheapest, the one electric car that I could actually, could see myself actually using based upon my life and having to visit kids in college and going to lacrosse tournaments. Is the one that's made out there, the Saudis own part of it. It's made in Arizona there. It's called Lyric or something like that. They supposedly gets over 600 miles of charge. But, I know my way around. And there's no charging station along the Cross Bronx Expressway when I'm trying to get home to Long Island when I'm stuck in traffic. So many of these cars are just useless. I mean, they had that nice commercials, funny, the Super Bowl with Schwarzenegger with the new BMW electric car, and he's playing Zeus. But they only gets 240 miles of the charge. And you don't even know if it gets that if you got the air conditioning on in the summertime.
Right.
If you don't find a charging station, you're screwed. So, it's not there yet. I mean, it's fine if you're not going far, you can afford to have an electric car to tool around the neighborhood. That's one thing. But to make it a family vehicle, no.
A friend of mine yesterday morning went over to over there at Cocoa Beach, whatever that port is, Fort Canaveral, and dropped somebody off and came back, and he had to stop. He had to stop before he got back and because his car was down to what was called a 25-mile charge, and he had to stop, and he found, thank goodness for him, a Wawa with the electric ports, pulled in there, plugged it in, had something to eat, and then said, okay, let's see what we got. And then he had enough stuff, enough juice, rather, to go home. That actually happened to him yesterday.
Yeah, it's sick here. I can't, I'm on the road. I'm going places here. I don't feel like stopping for a half an hour, 45 minutes to charge my car.
No.
I don't feel like being stressed out, looking for a charging station. So it's not ready yet. I mean, for certain things, yes. For families with kids that are taking them around to all of their various different events and places you need to go to, not ready yet. So it's great. You know, celebrities can afford to have them and have them as an extra car. That's okay. They can also afford a Ferrari as well.
Now, some GOP senators are objecting to the funding of the government without the COVID mandate vote first to get rid of it.
What do they want to do about the mandate vote exactly?
They want to hit the vote first so that they can vote it down and don't have that tossed in there with the budget.
Yeah. Everybody seems to be walking away from all this mandate stuff.
Well, you bet they are.
Yeah, so, you know, which is, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's great. You know, even it's Super Bowl and whatnot in California, it was people not wearing many masks out there, which was good to see. Hopefully we'll continue to see the push in that direction. But it's odd how these elites are working right now to kind of like change the narrative to some degree to keep themselves out of hot water. I think one good thing regards to all this and all these mandates and ridiculous rules out there is I think it's, you know, the one good thing for the kids is that I think it's going to teach them to be a little bit more critical thinkers and to question authority.
Uh-huh. Now, Super Bowl betting set a record.
Well, yeah, I mean, how couldn't it with all these apps and everything and, you know, basically legal, you can bet on everything and it's,
right.
It's all well. I don't gamble, so it's.
I don't either.
Not my thing. I can do much smarter things with my money.
And finally, the enrollment in U.S. Catholic schools has rebounded after a sharp decline.
I didn't know that the actual numbers in regards to the decline. Was the decline due to the closing of schools, or was it due to, you know, COVID rule? I'm not at work. But
well, the COVID rule and people having to move around, you know, to go from point A to B, it's back up again 3.8%, almost back to where it was.
That's good. Hope you'll get more.
Yep. Okay. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. You too.
All right. That's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out. Take advantage of all the things that he has to offer. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.